Hey, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5, Barry's in OKC, Nick and I in studio. My special guest now, a good friend of the show, a sponsor of the show, and a good friend of mine, one Jim Mattress, Mac McInvale, joining us. And Mac, first and foremost, thanks so much for joining us. I know you're busy, but great to have you on the show. And I just want to kind of recap for people. You said the other night you'd be interested in purchasing the Rockets. How did it all come about and your immediate reaction when you heard that the Rockets were going to be for sale?
You know, I was out here selling mattresses, Joel, and this salesman came up and showed me an email on his phone that said Les Alexander selling the Houston Rockets. So I immediately thought about hopefully putting a group together and buying this Houston Rocket basketball team. It was a shock because Les is, as you know better than anybody, he's been very successful with the Rockets, but I guess he decided his time was due, and so we're throwing our hat in the ring to buy the Houston Rocket basketball team.
How does a conversation like that go? Do you just pick up the phone amongst some of your friends and go, hey, this guy's trying to sell this team for about $1.6 billion. You guys want to come together and see if we can get this thing done?
That's exactly right. I've been fortunate in my life to know a lot of people have some deep pockets, so call some of them. There's some interest, and we're trying to herd the process along.
Well, you've been in the market for 36-plus years, right? And you're a long-time Texan and Houstonian, and you're a huge sports fan. And I know in the past when you got involved with the practice facility, when the Rockets needed a practice facility, if this does go through, if you do get the opportunity to buy this team, with all your marketing experience, with all that we've seen of the commercials and the stores and the growth of Gallery Furniture, is this something that you'll take a hands-on approach to, or is this something that it would be in ownership only and then put your team together?
Well, I think I'd have enough sense at this stage in my life to have basketball people do the basketball operation, but certainly I'd be involved in the sales and marketing and promoting. That's what I've made a lifetime career of doing it. And, being part of the community, that's what it's all about.
I think it's outstanding. We're talking right now with Jim Mattress, Mac McInvale of Gallery Furniture. He is on the line with us, graciously joining us as he has thrown his hat into the ring to potentially purchase the Houston Rockets. Your thoughts, Mac, on the fact that, one, Les is going to make sure he gets an ownership group that wants to keep the team in Houston, and your thoughts overall on the franchise, the value of it, and what it means to the city?
Well, I've been involved with the Rockets, as you know, since the late 80s. We put on the Rockets' 50 party in the Astrodome when they won the championship back-to-back years. They practiced at Westside for 4 or 5 years, so had a very long history with the Rockets. The Rockets are a huge part of the fabric of Houston, and obviously they need to stay here. I hope to God they will stay here, which I'm sure they will, because it's such a huge market, and I think it's important that we rally behind the Rockets and make the new ownership group, whether it's me or anybody else, welcome to our community and keep promoting the great Houston Rockets brand.
Jim, is this something you've always wanted, maybe in the back of the mind, to own a sports franchise, or is this just an opportunity?
No, I've always wanted to own a sports franchise. I'm very involved with the racehorse business and miraculously been successful at that. So maybe I could be successful in sports business. I didn't do too well in tennis, but we gave it a shot. But we still have the tennis club. The tennis club is very successful. Just the pro tournaments were a tremendous cash outgo.
Well, Mac, I know, without spilling too much, but I know you've even looked at franchises in the past because sports are a passion of yours, and I don't think a lot of people realize that you played at the University of Texas. You are a Longhorn. You love football. You love sports. You love basketball. Like you said, you did the practice facility for the Rockets. I'm just wondering if your marketing phrases come into play, because the way I see it is you buy today, you get it tonight. I think you should just go right now and say, buy today, get it tonight, and you take over ownership of the team. It's a done deal.
Yeah, I just got to get that $1.85 billion in my pocket to get on there. So that's putting the whole thing together is a lot of work, but something we're looking forward to doing, and hopefully we'll be a serious contender toward the end.
As you look at it, Mac, and you look at what Leslie Alexander has done, and you and I have talked about this numerous times, about how the success he's had, and he's aggressive. He wants to win, and I know you have that competitive fire as well. I mean, if, again, this does come to fruition and you get the opportunity, I expect, and just your thoughts on being that aggressive about being dedicated to winning. Yes, you're going to give back to the Houston community. Yes, you're going to be a viable part of the city. But that drive to win, that competitive fire, that's still going to be there?
Absolutely. I mean, the best way to give back to the community is obviously to win. I see all these people out here right now. The entire city is buzzing about the Astros. Almost every other customer walks in wearing an Astros shirt and participates in our buy a mattress if the Astros win the World Series and get a free mattress promotion. So I think the best way to give back to the city is getting excited about the team and win. And you have to give Mr. Alexander credit. He's always put his money where his mouth was and made a great effort to make the team successful. And certainly, if I was part of an ownership group, we would do the same thing.
Jim, is it? I don't know if you've had any preliminary talks or if you've reached out to anybody, but I think the big concern is for everyone is keeping the Rockets in Houston. Is that a concern for you? Even I mean, I know it's a great marketing arena for you guys as well. Having a Houston owner would ensure that. But is that something that you've heard or have any insight on?
To me, I haven't had any insight on it, but to me, it's just a no-brainer. How do you leave the fourth biggest market in the country, and how do you leave this tremendous fan base? So I think it would be almost nonsensical to move out. So to me, it's a no-brainer to keep the Rockets here because, I mean, this isn't like this is Oklahoma City.
Mac, talk about just the fact that, you know, what the Rockets have done and done for the city. And like you said, you've been deeply involved with the Rockets, but you like everything that's going on. They've locked up James Harden. I mean, these are things that are going to come up because of the fact that you're going to look at the bottom line and you're going to look at the statements when you get into talks about buying this team, whether you buy them or not. And you know that they just reached out for Chris Paul. He's up for a Supermax contract, which is $200+ million, just like James Harden just got. Those are the kind of things you're going to look at. Do you like where the Rockets are going and where they are right now?
I think they certainly did very well last year, and there's no reason to think they won't do better this year. I think they made a lot of good personnel moves, and you know, obviously the litmus test is can they beat the Warriors, who've done a great job. I think the Warriors were the first ones in the NBA to figure out that 3 points counts better than two. And the Rockets are fast catching up with them on that thing.
So I guess the next question is, if it is to be, it's up to me, is one of your favorite phrases. So if it's up to you, how do you get this deal done?
Now, line up the right investors and talk to the people and see what it's going to take to get the deal done. Just keep pushing until it gets done. You know, persistence is something I'm pretty good at, and my wife was a little leery at first, but she's coming around. So we're heading in the right direction, Mr. Blank.
It's always great to hear, Mac. We appreciate you spending some time with us. And if you want to follow him, you know where to follow him, at Mattress Mac on Twitter. He's also on Facebook. And, of course, you can head out to I-45 North Exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where Mac sits at that front desk and makes sure he puts you in the hands of the right people to buy the right furniture, all American made. Mac, we love you being a part of the show, but I appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Thanks, I enjoyed the show, and I'll keep you updated on the Rockets. Thank you.
There you go. Jim Mattress Mac McInvale joining us right now on the show. Now, I guess, Barry, if we could line up Tillman by the end of the week, we could probably have a corner on the market for potential owners joining radio shows in Houston.